One of the great challenges in our world, which seems to be growing smaller and smaller all the time, is when we talk with people in other countries. The obvious question is, how do I communicate with my friend in Germany who may not have a very good command of English? Or how does he communicate with me when I have little or no command of German? But we want to talk with one another. Well, there have been ways of translating chat programming, but for the very first time this week it was announced that Microsoft has developed something called Skype Translator that is going to help with live conversations. That's it, folks. Live conversations where the conversation will be going on roughly directly with a person in another language, and they will then hear that conversation translated on the fly to them. So, to help us understand this breakthrough, a remarkable one, Mark King is with us. He's a cloud architect at the Microsoft Technology Center in the Heartland Division here. Mark, thank you very much for joining us and helping us old Star Trekkies wonder if we're not seeing the realization of the transcoders.
I'm glad to be here. And while your introduction on that German part, that's coming very shortly, but initially we have Spanish, so I understand that you're bilingual in Spanish, and
yes,
and we can absolutely translate English to Spanish and vice versa at this point.
That's incredible. Now, one of our guys here was Ed. You were bringing up the fact that translation has already been part of chat.
You know, yeah.
Let's see if it's
in our corporations. We use chat by various vendors, either Cisco or Yahoo or whoever, and they're. Appeared to be the ability that we could type back and forth in our native languages and they'd be translated back and forth. So irrelevant, you could actually have a support person in India or Mumbai, or in Germany, and we could just chat back and forth in their native languages.
So that's existed already, right? Mark, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's very important. I mean, you start to talk about chatting and translation and web services, whether it's been Google or historically, Babelfish, which was AltaVista, now Yahoo, both services, and of course, Microsoft's Bing Translator service, of course, which has actually led to a little bit of these Microsoft research innovations with real-time voice translation. So absolutely, the chat translation capabilities have been there for quite a while.
Now, this what we're talking about here, I wanted to establish that, which has been around. By the way, as somebody who is bilingual, it made me crazy. I hated the machine translations because inevitably they were horrible.
Well, but
they were very bad.
Well, but don't you love your Microsoft phone and the voice assistants?
Now the Cortana.
The Cortana.
That's what I want to move to because that seems to be the next step that was going on. And as I understand, this is kind of a collaboration between Skype, Microsoft Research, and Microsoft's Information Platform Group, Mark. Am I right on that?
Yeah, you are. So Microsoft Research developed the technology that's behind what's in Bing Translator, the Xbox with the Xbox One and the voice to speech recognition, Cortana, and several other Microsoft products, including Skype Translator. So absolutely.
I have been really impressed with Cortana. Very, very impressed. My wife has the Lumia 1540, and the recognition is great. It's far better than I have with Siri on my iPhone, to be honest with you, in terms of the interaction and everything else is really, really impressive. But what is the jump then that was made to this next level? Because this is incredible. The trials that I've looked at, we linked a couple of them here, where somebody is speaking on the fly. Now, is there somebody simultaneously translating in the background?
No. That would cost way too much money to have that.
Right.
To have that type of system. No, actually, so Skype Translator is really based on two kind of different technologies that are being brought together. So the first one is that automated speech recognition, or the ASR software.
Okay.
That's what's been around for quite a while, and you're very comfortable with that, leveraging it with Google Now or Siri, and of course Cortana as well. So that's that kind of automated speech recognition software. And so when you say something to your phone, like, hey, drive to a certain destination, or what's the weather like outside, those are pretty common tasks that you would do. One of the things that we, in Microsoft Research, about a year ago at this point, there was a little bit of a breakthrough, and I don't know if your wife had the 1520 back about a year ago.
No, that was just recently.
Okay, so those of us that kind of had the Microsoft, what was called Tell Me a long time ago, which was the predecessor to the speech recognition software in Cortana, we noticed that, you know, we would say something and it would take a little while for it to actually give us the results of what we said or give us the answer. About a year and a half ago, we started leveraging some of the capabilities with our deep neural networks and machine translation software. And so that's, you know, that statistical machine translation stuff, that kind of SMT basis, which listens to us, understands kind of just like the human brain understands what's part of a conversation, and then takes that information and feeds that into the solution.
So in essence, it learns.
It learns, exactly. And that's why we have released this product right now in beta so quickly. We just announced Skype Translator, if you think about it, in February.
Yeah.
We announced it. We showed it off at the Code conference.
I remember that. Shane,
you know,
go ahead.
Is that possibly why, you know, I've upgraded my Windows phone to the HTC M8, which I love, and I've noticed, and I was wondering why, is it possible that when as I'm speaking and more using Cortana, it's getting quicker? She's learning. Is that what is going on here?
Absolutely. The more you use the technology, the better that the trained technology and the machine translation software understands what you're saying and understands what people are saying.
Now, with the Skype Translator, would this be available for the free version of Skype or the purchased version when, you know, when you have more than one person on there?
Is this a premium feature?
Is it a premium feature?
Today, it is a free feature, right? So,
cool.
I think the long term, I'm not exactly sure about the technology and you know how we're gonna
That's fine.
So if I have Skype right now, Mark, could I? Mark King, by the way, with us, he's a cloud architect with Microsoft. If I have Skype right now, would I be able to access that kind of translation in Spanish? I realize that's the first language you're working with right now.
Yeah, so it's all part of a preview program. So if you just go to skype.com/translator and sign up for it, you'll get put into the program. It's an update to the software, and really all you have to do is select what language you're speaking, and then I would, of course, be on the other end and tell you what languages I could speak.
Okay.
And so once you get into it, then, you know, as soon as you're granted access into the program, which, of course, again, we're looking to have Spanish-speaking people into the program and others.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get granted in the program, you begin to use it, and it's free to use. So.
That's fascinating.
So Foster, now you have an excuse to talk to yourself. you could talk to yourself in Spanish and listen to yourself in English and see how it works.
It was funny. I carried on a half an hour conversation today with a friend of mine who is we both work together in Spanish, and it was delight being able to talk with her. But the idea now, Ed, is that you could have a conversation with her. She's speaking in Spanish, which she's most comfortable with, her native language, and you in English. And there's not much of it. There is a lag there, right, Mark?
Yeah, that's actually the one thing that's a little bit hard to get used to when for your example, Foster, when you speak English and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to quickly respond to her question, but when you speak, and you can see the newest demonstrations that have been done over the past couple of weeks with gadgets and in The Verge and those. The technology's gotten better, so it's not as long as it's not a very long wait,
right.
But you still have a little bit of a lag. So if you actually speak Spanish and you hear a question come across, you're in tune to just want to answer that question because you understand what it said. But if you, for my example, I speak very, very little Spanish. So if I'm talking to somebody in Spanish, which a friend of mine, Sebastian, I talk to him quite a bit, and so his native tongue is Spanish, and so. While he does understand the English, he took him a minute or two to get used to that. But after that, it was a really great experience.
So, and what's happening right now, I think, is it's learning. The whole system is learning, right?
Absolutely.
This is going back. Now, where does the conversation take place? On some huge server farm?
Yeah, so the services are hosted in, the machine translation software is all in our Azure cloud. When we bought Skype about 3 years ago, a little bit over 3 years ago, we started to move from their kind of peer-based model where they had peer-based supernodes to now having server and cloud-based supernodes just so that we would use less of their computer resources. So all those technologies are sitting in our Azure cloud. The machine translation software and the learning engine is sitting in that cloud.
It's absolutely fascinating. Hey, did you have something else?
Well, I was just going to mention, I mean, it makes sense to use Spanish because a lot of technical terms, scientific terms, engineering terms, you know, and computer terminology share the same common root. And matter of fact, you would say them the same way. So you're not going to lose something in translation.
But it's
like
almost
Bill
like,
Murray did,
for
right?
those of yeah. us who have learned, it's kind of interesting, Mark, for those of us who have learned to speak another language, I started learning it when I was 18, what's crazy is, here I have a university student's brain, but I was having to speak in kindergarten Spanish. Yeah. And essentially, the system is learning that as well. It's a fascinating topic. Mark King, thank you so much for being with us. That's called Skype Translator. Go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, to find out more about that. Mark, you have a very happy holiday.
Thanks for having me.